This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
106.5 The End.
My name can change and grow and evolve with me. Like when I was younger, Robbie, more playful, cute, right? Now trying to be cool, Rob. Trying to get responsible, get my act together, Robert. Want to be a bad boy, live life in the fast lane, Bobby. Yeah. Get old, play golf every day, Bob. Get really old, play bridge every day, Bert. Yeah. And if I really want to switch things up, Roberta. A lot of options, one name.
On the wake up call. It's pretty funny. That was Rob Maher or Maher. I'm not sure. I've seen it pronounced both ways. Ah, boy. How funny. At a time when that Transformers 1 movie came out this past weekend and did really well, I think it's funny to think about it. If you're going to have a baby and you're going to name your baby, give him a Transformer name. Give him something like that, what he was just talking about, that can transform. You can make it into lots of different things.
I see.
Like when you buy one of those Lego kits, it's like, this could be a parrot or a fish or a frog. It's like, wow, yeah. You can't do any of that with Gavin.
You cannot.
You could do a lot with Katie.
Yeah.
You could do Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
You could do Katie.
Kate.
You could do Kate.
If Cat.
You could do Kit. You could do Kitty.
Yeah. Well,
if you want to be like an old lady,
okay.
Kitty's a good old lady name.
See, when it came to naming our kids, the rule was always you have to be able to be baby this name and grandma or grandpa this name.
Yeah.
Because there are certain names you can't have as a baby, and then also you can't have as an old person. Like, if you're a baby named Francesca,
right?
It's tougher to pull off. But also, how are you going to be Grandpa Caden?
That's a good point, too.
You know?
My son Theo's best friend's name is Maverick, and I can't imagine Grandpa Maverick.
No.
And I'll bet Baby Maverick was kind of weird, too.
Yeah, it feels... Yeah.
So you're right about that. So I'm
just
saying.
I don't think Grandpa Gavin works though either.
No, but you probably won't be Grandpa Gavin. Like, I'll probably be like Gum Gum or Dee Dee or something, whatever the kids come up with, you know, that then that's what it is,
it's
you know?
Still a big topic of conversation in my house. Who gets
still,
to... Yeah.
Like, it's been going on?
What will I be when I'm a grandmother? Yeah.
Are you worried about that, by the way?
What do you mean?
Your oldest...
Yeah.
...is living on her own...
Mm-hmm.
...with her boyfriend...
Yeah.
...not married...
No.
But are you worried that you at any second now could become a grandmother?
I happen to know that she's taken the precautions to make sure that I can't.
Okay.
Okay, think about how much I don't want to be a grandmother at my age. She does not want to be a mother times 11.
Right.
Okay. So.
Okay.
That.
But I'm sure you probably said the same thing, right? So things happen. Things could happen.
I guess it could happen.
Or were you way more careless than she is?
I was definitely more careless. They also didn't have the things then that they have now.
Mm.
Where it's just
point.
You're good for 3 to 5 years.
I see. Yeah. Okay. All right. But what if? I just need you.
I don't know if I'd talk about it. I don't know.
I need you to mentally prepare yourself now.
It might be something I kept a secret.
When that happens,
yeah.
I will never let it go.
Gavin, I will be so mad at
the
you.
The wake up call with Gavin and G-Ma. We will change all of everything you hear on this station.
All of our marketing.
Yes.
See, I...
With Nanny Katie.
I would be furious. See, that's the thing. Who gets to choose what the grandparent is called?
Well,
because if the kid wants to call me Nanny,
yeah.
I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to respond to that, little kid.
Uh-huh.
My body, my choice.
Right. So, I mean, I made the executive decision to call my great-grandmother great-big-grandma, so that would be bad. And she rolled with it, you know, mostly because she was in a wheelchair.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But listen, in most cases, the baby decides what you want to call. In some cases, the parents guide it. In this very specific situation that applies to very few people on this planet, when one of them is a morning radio show host, the other person on the morning radio show gets to decide what you are called as a grandparent.
I don't think that that's true.
And you will be... Nanny Katie.
No, I'm not going to be Nanny, Nana, Nan. I'm not going to be any of those things.
Old Ma Katie.
I'm not. That'll
be you.
I want to be Lolly.
You can try. You can try pushing that.
No.
Huh?
Everybody says no.
Who says no?
My stupid kids.
For what reason?
They don't like it. They don't want me to.
Why do you want Lolly? I mean, you got to sell it to
them. I wanted my husband to be called Pop.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Lolly and Pop?
Yeah, you ruined that
Come
one.
Come on. No. That's cute.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's so adorable.
And just to spite you, they'll probably call him Pop and you Nanny Katie.
I won't respond to them. I'll be like, who are you talking about?
Old ass grandma. That'll be you.
Great big grandma.
What if they just called you grandma?
My mom is grandma.
Yeah.
So
she won't be grandma to them. They won't call her grandma.
When I think of the word, I'm not going to be grandma. Okay.
All right.
I'm just not.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I mean, unless my kids decide to not have kids for decades.
Yeah.
And some of them, they will be decades, but then maybe. But right now, I am not a grandma.
It could happen any...
Gavin, stop saying that.
It's a beautiful thing. It would be a beautiful thing if it did. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I would celebrate it. Would I celebrate it?
Gavin?
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Is this Chantel?
It's Chantel. Hi. Yes, this is her.
Hello. I my name is Don Quake, and I have a question. You came highly recommended for illustrating books. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's me.
So, have you ever drawn a lizard?
Yes, I have drawn a lizard. I do a lot of children's books. So, yes, a lot of lizards, dragons, princesses.
Go on.
I mean, anything at the zoo, you name it, I've illustrated it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is going to be a little bit different because I need lizards that are bipedal or they stand on 2 feet.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay. Now, how good are you at drawing our human anatomy?
I mean, I can pretty much draw anything. May I ask what kind of book that you're wanting to have illustrated?
Yeah, oh, of course, yes. This is my biography.
Oh.
I have written a biography about myself, because I'm an American hero, and I would like it illustrated. The more that I think about it, the more I think that some of the things that I describe in the book would be wonderful if they were brought to life. And would also inspire Hollywood to look and say, oh, this should be a show. This should be a show on a streamer, like, you know, like Tubi.
Sure. I mean, I've never illustrated a biography, but I mean, I'm not anyone to turn down, you know, a gig.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. All right. Well, the book is going to skip most of my childhood because I don't remember most of my childhood after a mortar went off near my head in Vietnam. I have 32 confirmed kills, and I would love an illustration of every single one. And I do describe each one in the book, so I would like it if you would also illustrate one, okay?
You know, you might want to maybe reach out to someone who illustrates more like graphic novels.
I don't think so. At this point, Chantel, you and I have a history, and I think I like you for the job, okay? Now, I also wrote in there about the moment that my wife and I met as well, okay? I described that very beautifully because she and I made love on the very first time that we met because she was a prostitute, okay? So I would like that illustrated as well. Now, back to the lizard people. Since I returned to America, obviously as a hero, I've dedicated my life to exposing the truth. And most of that truth involves exposing who walks amongst us that is not human, and they are manipulative. They it's called a cabal. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, well, I'll gladly give you a copy of the book because you need to read. You might have lizard people working all around you. I know I do.
Okay. So, you know what, sir?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if this is something I'm interested in.
What would make you more comfortable?
You know, if it was a biography of a different person.
What if I agreed to pay you more money?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure? Because I have lots of gold that I keep under my study in the floorboards.
No, sir. I don't think so. I think working with you would be a very stressful process, and I'm less interested by the second.
I have been told that I can be a stress on people, so if you're a nervous person, then maybe it's for the best that we don't do this.
Yeah, I think it's for the best.
Okay, all right. And I have to ask you this, and you have to tell me the truth. Are you a lizard person?
Goodbye, sir.
Chantel, none of that was real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is you're on a phone scam.
I was like, this guy is insane. What is going on?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Here at the Wake Up Call, you come to us for cutting edge information on pop culture, on technology, and nutrition.
Yep. I don't know why you're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
Okay.
This is no laughing matter.
No.
That's why I'm here to report. What?
No.
Take it seriously.
I am.
Right. Right.
Grow up.
You first. The top 10 healthiest vegetables.
journalism, ladies and gentlemen. Can't just get this anywhere.
Name a vegetable you think is in the top 10. That's the only reason I'm bringing this up.
Brussels sprouts.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Broccoli.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. Let me think. Not eggplant.
Nope.
Okay. Carrots?
Nope.
What are you saying to me? Kimchi?
It's almost...
I know it's not peas because they have like no nutritional value.
With the exception of like a couple, it's all vegetables. And I'm a foodie that I've never eaten in my life.
Okay, like what?
Okay, let me just go over the ones that I've heard of.
Okay.
And maybe have eaten.
Okay.
Okay. Number 10, collard greens.
Oh, God.
I've had that.
I don't know how to make them, but I see them at Winco in like the produce section. I want to eat them so bad.
Number 9, romaine lettuce.
Although the way I want to eat them is not healthy.
Of course.
Right.
Romaine lettuce.
Really?
Yeah, it comes in number 9. Number 8, parsley. Now,
that's hardly a vegetable.
Don't eat too much parsley. It can create kidney stones. That is a fact. Number 5, we're jumping around. Okay. These are just the ones I've heard of.
Oh, God.
We're talking about the healthiest vegetables.
Yeah.
Spinach.
Of course.
Okay. Now, the rest of these?
Okay. Okay. Is there probably some sort of legume?
First, no legumes.
Okay.
Okay.
Parsnip?
Nope. I'm telling you, you're not going to guess.
Okay, fine. Go.
Number 7, leaf lettuce. Now, I had to look up what is the difference between leaf lettuce and like romaine lettuce.
It's like darker green.
Or collard green. Yeah. It is a type that grows loosely on its own. It's not part of a head.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we've got beet greens, not beets, beet greens.
So is that the green part of a beet?
Who knows?
Okay. Okay.
Number 3, chard.
Oh, chard.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like it's not good. It sounds like something you step in and you have to scrape off your shoe.
It kind of looks like lettuce, but it has like red veins in it.
Oh, maybe I have eaten. Okay.
And sometimes it has like white veins in it.
Okay, fun story. I thought this was kale. All right.
Hey, me too.
Number 2, Chinese cabbage.
That's what I said!
You said Chinese cabbage?
Isn't that kimchi?
No, is it?
Maybe not.
Is kimchi Chinese cabbage?
No. It's not.
It's not. Okay. It's very different. And then the number
Chinese cabbage, like they often have it in like soups, like broth-based soups.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The number 1 healthiest vegetable, watercress. Watercress, again, looks like parsley, but apparently it is the healthiest vegetable that you can eat.
Again, I'm not going to call this a vegetable.
It's nutrients versus calories. That's how they came up with this list.
I really feel like this is an herb. What's the difference?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Get your friends at Nugget. How about that, Mr. I make friends at the grocery store?
But
you'd think that these would be the conversations you'd be having.
This was the trashiest trash list I've ever seen. The trashiest trash list I've ever seen. What? Where's celery?
Celery has no nutritional value.
Fine, put it on there.
But it doesn't offer you anything.
Doesn't hurt you either.
I don't think that's your understanding.
How about carrots? Which one of these things can make
carrots
me have...
Carrots have a lot of sugar
right.
in them.
Well, I was told as a kid that if you eat enough carrots, you can get x-ray vision. That's what my Uncle Tony said, okay. So that I would eat the carrots.
I have to tell you, your Uncle Tony was lying to you.
Radishes, beets. Where are the other? Where are the normal vegetables?
It does seem like beets, for some reason, should have more good stuff in it.
Right. I've been told beets were good for you my whole life.
Does it give you the x-ray vision also?
Mushrooms? No, but it does change the color of things.
Okay. You know what?
In a very alarming way.
I think that we're done.
Text in to 916-909-1065.
No, don't. Actually, don't.
No, I want to hear from the people.
What do you want them to tell you?
Let's make our own list.
No, we're not doing a list. I'm not going to take people's time any more than we already just did.
Nope.
And say, hey, girly pop, what's your favorite veggie?
I'm going to get you started. We're making our own wake up call top 10 healthiest vegetables.
I'm not going to be a part of that.
Number 10, Pringles. Take the list from there, ladies and gentlemen. The world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is yours.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play the iconic Wake Up Call game, Talktionary.
Woo!
Alrighty, and we need caller 17 and caller 18, and it turns out we have that. Let me see here. Jonna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Jonna. Turn your radio off. And Shelly, are you there?
I am.
All right, great. So, Jonna, you're going to be playing on Katie's team, and Shelly, you are playing on my team. Up for grabs, we've got tickets to see Khalid at the venue at Thunder Valley on October 5th. All right, 30 seconds on the clock, 2 rounds each. Katie, explain the rules of Talktionary real fast.
Well, we've got Pictionary cards, but since you can't see what we would be drawing, we're just going to explain the words on them. We can skip around. Round, but we cannot go on to a second card until all 5 on this card have been set.
All right, there you go. Jonna, you're going to go first with Katie, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. Shelly, stay quiet. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. You ladies ready?
Yes.
And go.
Okay, you used to be able to see this animal at SeaWorld Shuka. It's a giant mammal.
She said killer whale.
Yes, great. Okay. This is what you clean your face with during dinner.
Napkin.
Yes. When football players all get together to like talk about a play, that's called
Huddle.
A what? Yes.
Huddle.
Okay.
Shelly, stay quiet.
When you look in the mirror, you see.
All right, there you go.
What
Shelly,
was happening there?
Shelly was also playing along, but she was answering after Jonna was. Shelly, you and I are playing together, okay?
Okay, I know. I accidentally answered one.
Oh, okay.
Accidentally. She's just so excited.
I get it.
All right, you got 3 points. That's pretty good, though, okay? All righty. Now, Shelly, it is our turn. 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Jonna, you stay quiet. Here we go. 30 seconds starts now. This is the country that's right by Iceland.
Denmark?
No. Oh, boy. Okay, if you combine red and yellow, or blue and yellow, you get what color?
Green.
Yeah? The country right by Iceland is, I am spoon.
Greenland.
Yes! Greenland. Okay. Okay, if something doesn't have a cost, it is?
Free.
Yes! Okay. Oh, God, that took us way too long, Shelly. Alrighty. Okay, we got 2 points. We're going right back into this, okay? We're going to do, you and I are going to go again.
Okay.
Alrighty. And 30 seconds on the clock again. Jonna, stay quiet. Here we go. It all comes down to this, Shelly. 30 seconds starts now. This is Elon's last name. Tesla. What's his name?
Musk.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay. If you have a bunch of real heavy stuff and you have to move it to your backyard, this thing, it has one wheel.
Wheelbarrow.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. There's a hole in the something. Dear Liza. Dear Liza. There's a hole in the
bucket.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Okay. And then Joe Biden is the
president.
Yes. Okay. There we go. Okay. So how many we get that time?
So I,
we got
this time you got three, I think.
So we have six. Four. We have six total.
Six. Okay.
All right. We have six total.
I think you have six.
Yeah. I think we do too. Okay. So you guys need three to tie. You need four to win.
Okay.
Whew. All right. Jonna, are you there?
Yeah.
Here we go. Pay attention. 30 seconds on the clock. Go.
Lettuce, tomato, onion, and then you put dressing on it. It makes a what?
Salad.
Yes. Trump and Harris a couple weeks ago had what together?
Debate.
Yes.
Oh.
If you have little divots in your cheeks next to your mouth, you have what?
Dimples.
Yes. Eastern Standard, Pacific. These are what? We have.
Oh my God! Time zones,
time
Jonna.
Zones.
Come on!
Don't yell at my player.
We're all tied up.
Oh boy!
And now we have to do one more round. And after this, it gets boring, and you guys just pick a number. Do you have another card over there?
I do.
All right, great. All right, here we go. Jonna, you're gonna go again.
Okay.
30 more seconds. This is the last round. Sudden death in Talkshinary for Khalid tickets. You ready to play, ladies?
Yes.
All
right. Shelly, stay quiet. Here we go.
Okay.
Starts now.
Okay. This is where you live.
House.
It is your what? Blank is where the heart is.
Home?
Yes. Okay. This is what you wipe your feet on when you go to somebody's house.
Matt.
Yes. This is what you do in a chair.
Sit.
Yes. The opposite of hell.
Heaven.
Yes. This is not the front.
Oh boy. All righty.
Okay.
Shelly, we've got our work cut out for us here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. We need five to win.
Okay.
That was a good round. All right, Here we go. 30 seconds starts now. Abraham Lincoln wore this on the top of his head.
A hat.
But what kind?
A top hat.
Yes. This is the iconic structure in Paris.
The Eiffel Tower.
Yes, yes. Okay. If I have this is something that makes your hair hard. It is
hairspray.
Yes,
you said
yes!
Hair.
Yeah, but the word was spray. Okay, this
oh,
is.
Got
oh God, I don't know what this is. The last word I had on here was bridal, and I don't even know what that is. Is that something you put in a horse's mouth?
Yeah, but also you could do bridal shower.
Oh God, that's true. You don't
that's
know how it's spelled.
Said.
All right. Well, Shelly, I apologize. Jonna, you are the big winner. Congratulations.
Yay.
You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Khalid when he comes to the venue on October 5th. Shelly, sorry about that. I did my best.
That's okay.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It is yet another beautiful day in Sacramento, and it is 7:10, so it is time for us to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yes, yes. Up for grabs is $120 in the jackpot today. And we are brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants with three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville, and a few more coming down the pike very soon. Playing this morning is caller 17, who is Jaden. Good morning, Jaden.
Good morning.
Jaden, how old are you?
18.
18, Katie.
And have you graduated from high school?
Yeah, I'm visiting back home from college right now.
Oh.
What college did you go to?
UC Davis.
Home of the Fighting.
You're, well, Aggies, but
that's not right.
To go to UC Davis and say you're back home visiting now, my friend. I don't think you can say that when your college is.
Well, what if he lives in like Pollock Pines or something like that? Like, what if he lives in Georgetown? I think you can get us in Georgetown. That's a hike.
I guess you're right. Okay, you know what?
But I don't know. But where are you from, though, Jaden?
Stockton. It's only like an hour away.
Right, oh, Stockton. Okay. All I'll right. Give you
so
that.
See,
I'll give you
see.
That. All right.
It would have been great though if he was like Natomas.
Right.
All right. Katie's leaving the studio now. I got five questions for you based on news and pop culture, and the jackpot's up to 120. Here we go, Jaden. Question one. We now know more about the second assassination attempt on Donald Trump. The suspect has not been charged with assassination yet, but a letter found that he wrote will make that a lot easier because he states his goal was an assassination. Spell the word assassination.
A-S-S-I. Wait, no, sorry. A-S-S-I-N-A-T-I-O-N.
All righty. Question two. Key and Peele were one of the funniest comedy teams of the last 20 years, but they barely speak to each other anymore, which Keegan-Michael Key says is tragic. They still like each other, but their lives have just taken them in different directions. What is Peele's first name?
I don't know.
All righty. Question three. Lizzo posted a video on social media showcasing her impressive weight loss, and instantly she was accused of using Ozempic and even cocaine. She clapped back and said neither were true, and she's just been lowering her calories and exercising. The strength training move curl works what muscle?
Bicep?
Question four, just a few minutes ago, and I mean just a few minutes ago, the first trailer for the new Marvel film Thunderbolts dropped. You can see it by texting BOLT, B-O-L-T, to 909-1065. The film is like The Avengers, but for all the rejects from the past films like Red Guardian, Taskmaster, and Bucky Barnes, who goes by what other name?
The Winter Soldier.
And question five, the Niners faced off against the LA Rams yesterday and lost in a nail-biter in the final minutes of the game. This gives the Niners a 1-2 record so far this season, but they will face off against the Rams again in December. If the Niners scored 14 points in the first half and 10 in the second half, and the Rams scored 7 points in the first half and 20 in the second half, what was the final score?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
14 in the first half and 10 in the second half for the Niners. 7 in the first half and 20 in the second half for the Rams.
27 and 24.
All righty. Bring Katie back in here. And Jaden, what is your major?
Linguistics.
Katie.
Hold on. What?
Jaden's major is linguistics.
Which means what?
Kind of like the study of language, but I specifically want to study like the historical like basis of it and such.
And then how do you parlay that into a career?
Well, most people that go into like that specific area kind of do like research and go into like professors and stuff.
Okay, yeah. So you
can also use it for like speech pathology.
That's great.
I love this. I think that is fantastic and great that you know what you want to do at such a young age. That's awesome. All right, stay on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, time to crush some dreams. Question one. We now know more about that second assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I can't believe I'm saying that. They haven't charged that guy with assassination yet, but they found a letter that he wrote that'll make it easier because in the letter he says that his goal was to assassinate.
Yeah, because originally it was just like gun charges.
Right, yeah. Spell the word assassination.
Oh, God. Okay. A-S-S-I-Assassin-N-A-T-I-O-N. Why are you looking at me like that?
So, what's going on? Why aren't my buzzers working? There we go. I don't think that's right. I think it is A-S-S-A-S-S-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. I think there's two A-S-S's in there. I'm pretty sure that's right. We'll fact check that one, but I'm pretty sure that's right. Question two. Key and Peele, one of the funniest comedy teams of the last 20 years, they barely speak to each other anymore.
What?
Isn't that crazy? And Keegan-Michael Key said in an interview that he thinks it's tragic.
But why?
They still like each other. Their lives have just taken them in different directions.
Okay.
One lives in New York. One lives in L.A.
Okay. It's not like they had a falling out. They just don't have the chance.
Listen, they're just like all of us. Young kids. Oh. Yeah. What is Peele's first name?
Jordan.
Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele. Question three. Lizzo posted a video on social media showcasing her impressive weight loss. And instantly she was accused of taking Ozempic and even doing cocaine.
Oh, my God.
I know. She clapped back and said neither were true. She's just been lowering her calories and exercising. Listen, with the exception of cocaine, I don't care how she loses weight. I'm just glad she's losing weight. Good for her.
You should make that more clear because you feel like she was unhealthy.
Right.
Yeah, but not.
Oh, because I'm a man. I can't say that.
Well, also, it's like, I'm just glad this bitch isn't fat anymore.
No one said that.
I know, but that's how it sounds.
The strength training move curl works what muscle?
Your bicep.
The bicep. That is correct. Question four. Just a few minutes ago, the first trailer dropped for the Marvel film Thunderbolts. You can see it by texting BOLT, B-O-L-T, to 909-1065. And then, you know what? Text back and let me know what you think about it. I'm a little torn. The film's kind of like The Avengers, but it's for all the rejects from all the past films like Red Guardian, Taskmaster, and Bucky Barnes, who goes by what name?
Bucky Barnes goes by
3 seconds. Three. Two.
Charlotte Levin.
Now, the Winter Soldier.
Okay, if we are making
Charlotte Levin.
if we are now making movies about the characters that nobody really cared about in the movies, maybe it's time to stop. Listen to what you said. All the rejects.
Question five.
Right.
The Niners faced off against the Rams yesterday and they lost, but they will face off against each other in a rematch in December, on December 12th, actually.
I have a lot to say about that game.
What? What do you want to say?
First, I don't think that the 49ers, what's his name? Coach.
Okay.
Whatever his name is. I don't think that he showed his best foot forward.
I see.
I think that he kind of threw a shirt on and just kind of scuffled onto the field. And then the other guy, that coach, had an F-boy haircut and was like already in his little two-piece suit.
Well, he lives in L.A., so he's got to have an F-boy haircut.
Right. That's true.
Thank you. Yes, that's true. Anyway, though, if the Niners scored 14 points in the first half and 10 in the second half.
Yep.
And the Rams scored 7 in the first half.
Okay.
And 20 in the second half. What was the final score?
20 in the... Okay. 24 to 27.
That is correct. All right. Jaden, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Final score. You each got 3. It is a tie!
Ooh, it's a tie!
Ooh, boy, oh boy. But Katie takes the win because you got to be smarter than Katie. So tell us what we want to hear.
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Yeah, that's right. You stay in school.
Yeah, you are. But you know what, though? Good luck with this semester at UC Davis.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
You want to make your life better? Who doesn't, right? What if I told you that I have a list of things here that if you just do them for 15 minutes, you're going to better your life?
Oh.
Huh? Okay. Here's the thing. You got to do them every day.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what
are they? It's just 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's start with, there's a lot of things on here, but we will... We'll just pick and choose. We'll work our way up to number one. Okay. First one on there. Write something.
Write something?
Yes. Journal. Write in your diary.
Okay. Okay.
Put pen to paper.
I don't see why that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Helps
okay.
you just get your thoughts out.
Got it.
This is according to psychology experts.
I bet meditation's on there.
Meditation came in at number six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meditation.
All the way down there. Six. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Reading right above it.
Okay.
I do struggle reading 15 minutes a day.
I'm a big reader.
If we do 15 minutes of like online reading, does that count?
Probably.
Like reading an article as opposed to reading like a book.
It doesn't seem as impressive, I'll tell you that.
All right. Making a to-do list.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
My wife is huge on to-do lists. She
but then
loves
you gotta check them off. Just and making
that's
the
more
list.
Satisfying to check them off.
Agreed.
Oh, sure. Okay, we're talking about things that if you do this 15 minutes every day, it will better your life. Personal hygiene. Take some serious time to pamper yourself. Mm. Take 15-minute long baths.
Mm-hmm.
You do that. I know you're a big bath.
Absolutely. Shave. Put get some scrumptious body wash on.
Right. Pick up a hobby. 15 minutes of your hobby every day will help your life.
Okay,
I can't imagine what that is.
And everybody wants to make fun of me for that.
No one's
making
fun of me.
No one's making fun of me.
Okay.
Nope.
Really?
It's very normal to see a not old person knitting.
Right.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling knits.
Number two, stretching.
Yes.
We know that.
Help.
We like to stretch here in the studio together.
And number one, decluttering your workspace or decluttering your house.
Completely agree.
Mm. Yeah.
Decluttering doesn't do it. Clutter, if it's a cluttered mess, it's okay.
No.
If it's a cluttered mess, according to experts, it's not.
It's not.
That whole list is trash.
Oh, wow.
The whole list.
You agreed with almost everything on it until this one.
Well, because clutter, some people see it as messy, but in the mind of a person that overthinks, clutter, I know where everything is. It just looks like messy, but it helps me know where everything is.
What about organizing? Wouldn't that also help you know where everything is?
I mean, yeah, but then sometimes when you organize too much, you forgot where you organized it.
Literally has never happened to me.
I mean, I put some stuff away where I'm like, I do not know where I put that. this is not super shocking coming from you, Kevin.
What's that supposed
Gavin
to mean?
Gavin and I pick up our area every day before we leave work, and you leave stuff out for weeks.
No, I leave out papers that deal with that week that we work, and then once that week is over, I transfer it to my locker. It's a process.
It's a process that is cluttered.
It's not cluttered.
We're not the only people who use this studio.
Who snitched?
Hold on. So we get told often, hey, you guys got to clean up the studio. And whenever we get told that, we're like, oh, my God, what did we forget? It is 10 out of 10 times your workspace.
Ew. No, my work.
Oh, now we start to pick a space.
No, it's not. I'm just making sure everything is a neat clutter, okay?
There's no such thing as neat clutter.
Let me tell you what is on Kevin's desk area right now, okay? First of all, a mountain of papers. It can't possibly be just from this week. It just can't possibly be. So that's stuff that's been there for weeks. He has the case for his headphones, the bag his headphones go in. He's got his key fob that has the longest string on it and a giant plushie, so he doesn't lose it anymore. He's got
panda.
An empty bag of Cheez-Its.
Okay,
he's
that's
got
going to
a,
the
track. A T-Rex stamp.
Right.
What else do you have over there?
That's it. That's pretty much it. So what I'm hearing is not a lot of clutter, just a lot of organized mess.
No, because the problem is you're going to leave it all there. Oh, he's picking it all up.
Right, I see that. Okay, listen, we started off talking about things that if you just do them for 15 minutes a day, it'll better your life. And there's all kinds of stuff on there if you missed it, like meditation and reading, writing, personal hygiene, stretching. We ended with decluttering your space. It's number one. And Kevin, the pushback that we're getting from you is such a tell.
I mean,
it's explaining a lot about your life
and how
you have no idea what's happening.
I do.
Do you?
It's a cluttered mess, my life. Things work, things don't.
Well,
they mostly don't.
Mostly don't.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
need to tell you a story. There's other people, other radio stations here at Odyssey. And we have coworkers that do another show called D'Lo and Casey. And I talked a little bit about how D'Lo asked me out to dinner. And I said, yeah, let's grab dinner. Because he's somebody, we're the exact same age. We don't know anything about each other. Mm-hmm. And we don't even, for a long time, we didn't even talk to each other in this building. And we don't really know why. So he goes, okay, so let's go out to dinner. Let's grab, I said, great. He picked the restaurant. We don't live far from each other in the Roseville. He lives in Rockland. So he picked Q1227, which is a great soul food restaurant that I've never been to before.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of great things. So we go to dinner together, and I was very nervous going into this dinner. And I don't know why. It was like a ultimate first date. We're like, I know him, but I was like, oh my God, what are we going to talk about? Like, what you know, and how do I dress? Because if you don't know who D'Lo and Casey are, they are, I don't know how to describe them. They look like they tumbled out of a Louis Vuitton store. Like, they just got all tangled up in all kinds of designer wear.
D'Lo is especially high fashion.
Very high fashion. Yeah. And I am also high fashion. I am wearing a free sweatshirt today and ripped up jean shorts.
Right. And it appears to be your gym shoes.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's for my back. So I show up. He is waiting for me outside the restaurant. And of course, he is dressed to the nines.
Of course.
Okay. I want to call it a Louis Vuitton purse. I'm not quite sure what it's called when a man has it.
I think it's called a bag.
A bag. Okay. I'm not sure what was in it. I'd love to know what was in it. But but he has, I mean, he's got like diamonds all over. And,
wow.
And literally, and I show up and I'm like, Gavin, you got to dress up. For Gavin, dress up. I put on a polo. Okay. So anyway, though, we go and D'Lo and I are becoming very good friends. And it, like I said, Q1227 is a soul food restaurant. So I wanted to try something that I typically don't get when I go out to eat. So I'm sitting there across from D'Lo. We're having a conversation and I order the jambalaya. And I say to the waitress, and I said to her, is the jambalaya spicy? I saw that there's Tabasco in it, but is it spicy? And she goes, not really. And I go, I like spicy. Could she kick it up? Could the chef kick it up? She goes, I'll ask the chef if he could like whip up like his own special hot sauce. I was like, I love
oh,
that.
Oh man,
perfect.
That's right up your alley.
Right. I said,
oh,
perfect.
That's perfect for you.
So she goes, okay, I'm going to tell, how spicy, by the way, can I tell him? I said, I like spicy. And she goes, okay, finger gunning away from
okay,
the table.
Okay, you're making friends.
Smash cut to the jambalaya comes to the table.
Okay.
Remember how self-conscious I am having a conversation with D'Lo. Just, you need to picture, there is me, who is very normal Old Navy dad, sitting... sitting across from somebody who I look like
straight off the runway.
I look like I'm trying to pitch my idea for a company to an entrepreneur. Like that's, it looked like Shark Tank at the table. Okay. So anyway, the jambalaya comes and it is spicy.
Okay.
And I like spice. I don't know what kind of spice that the chef put into that jambalaya, but it turns on my furnace and I can't stop sweating.
Oh boy.
Okay, so as if that wasn't bad enough, D'Lo, from the D'Lo and Casey show, got himself a steak.
Okay.
Which of course he did. Because that's a very classy thing to eat. And then there's me, just some sort of caveman monster, just sweating across from her or him. And as if it wasn't bad enough, this was not the jambalaya that I was anticipating. It came, and I knew I was in trouble, with a claw cracker. Because it was whole chunks of like crab claws and stuff like that. So I am now a sweating.
Oh my God!
I've got like jambalaya juice all over my fingers and my mouth.
Oh my God.
I'm cracking animal carcasses like at the table. Food is flying everywhere. It's going all over my polo and D-Lo's across, just demure, just cutesy.
Yeah,
eating pieces of steak with his glass of wine. And like, I'm literally like,
like a French troll.
Yeah. More beer! So, when did you get into radio?
I want to die.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
It's the wake up call on 106.5, the end, and we are three people. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, in case you don't know, and one of us is about to embark on a 5-day vacation. Although he says it is not a vacation. Kevin, tell us where you're going and what you're doing.
I'm going to Las Vegas for one of the biggest trading card tournaments ever.
Something called Loricana, which is like Disney Pokemon, basically.
Right.
And Kevin's there. He says he has a jersey. He says that
he's on a team.
He's on a team. Yes. It's very exciting.
And this is to qualify us for Worlds.
Oh, great.
World Championships.
Okay. If this isn't a vacation, what is it? A work trip?
I literally just told you. It's to qualify for Worlds. World Championships.
But what kind of trip would this be then?
I would say to validate my skills as a trading card player.
I'm sorry you bit your head off there, right, Katie. He's very stressed out about this trip.
Okay, why?
Well, go ahead, say it.
Money.
Oh, well, yeah.
Did you know
money.
That I'm going to Japan, like, literally a week after?
Yeah, did
I
you
did.
Know that?
Yes, I did, actually. Right.
I don't know why Disney did this to me.
It seems like it's very poor planning on his part to have a trip to Las Vegas.
For 5 days.
For five days, right before he goes to Japan for over a week.
So where are you staying?
We rented an Airbnb.
Okay.
So with the team.
Okay, the team.
You're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
She's not laughing. That's not what it sounds like when she laughs.
So you guys, so that helps cut the cost down a little bit.
Well, it's in Vegas.
Okay, so it's pricey.
It's pretty pricey.
And that's, would it be more or less than if you got your own hotel room?
More. Less.
Less. Okay.
Less than my own hotel room.
Okay. So you're saving money there. You're flying.
He's not saving money anywhere.
Well, nope. Okay.
He didn't have to go on this trip.
Right.
Thank you.
No. I don't understand why
he's on your side.
I'm stressed and I'm regretting this trip too.
Okay. I've never seen somebody have so much buyer's remorse. Not only
constantly.
He also has buyer's remorse about the Japan trip.
Yeah, it's so expensive.
Kevin, why do you do these things to yourself?
I get excited. Okay, so the Vegas thing, I was excited. It's my first big card tournament ever. It's on my bucket list. This is the year of crossing things off my bucket list, apparently.
All right.
I didn't realize it was going to be so much money. Plane, staying there, got to buy the supplies, got to figure out things.
If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking about Kevin. He is stressed out about his 5-day vacation before his almost 2-week vacation. Yeah. And he's regretting both of them.
Now, I don't understand trading card teams. So would they have been able to play in this tournament had you not gone?
Yeah.
Oh. So
it's, you're not helping me feel better about
myself.
It's
not like a basketball team where you need a certain amount of people on the court.
No,
like,
it's you play for your own and the money is all yours if you win.
Oh, boy. Oh,
it's just
Kevin.
Representation.
And as if it wasn't bad enough, like, it's not like he's flying to, like, Chattanooga or, like, Phoenix. He's going to the gambling capital of the planet.
I ain't got money for gambling, I'll tell you right there.
When does that ever stop you?
No, I won't, because I'd rather eat than gamble.
You never have money to gamble, and yet you still always find a way.
Isn't that why you gamble?
To get more money.
Right. Double your money, put in a 20, double it to 40. Okay. And if you're lucky, 120.
Kevin, you got two gold bracelets during Fun Delivered.
Yeah.
Why don't you sell them? They're 18 karat. We looked it up.
I'm thinking about it, but I do.
Thinking about it?
I look good in it. Oh,
do you hear him?
I don't know. There's nothing I can do anymore.
There's nothing I can do anymore.
Maybe I'll just sell myself in Vegas. It's legal.
Wow.
You know, another solution would have been
don't go to Vegas. No,
but
too late.
But prostituting yourself, actually, I like that better.
Not prostituting.
Oh.
What do you mean by it?
People buy friends out there.
So being an escort.
Okay, an escort.
Non-sexual escort.
That's okay.
Men love paying money for that.
Right, well, for like talk about your booty. I mean,
right.
you love your booty.
Right, I sashay that thing down the court.
Okay, so you're going to have to flirt.
I'm not flirting.
And it doesn't mean that he has to be bought as an escort for a man.
No.
He could be a lovely older woman that's just looking for the company
I'm going
of
to a card tournament.
Right.
Women there haven't... They're all nerds there, so having someone as popular and fun as me...
Oh, I did not know this was going this direction.
They will pay money for this.
Oh, wow.
Well, we've covered a lot. And we wish you all the luck in the world.
Yes.
With your journey, I hope you look good in those golden bracelets that you easily could sell for at least $100.
And your card collector jersey.
Right.
I'm not selling my jersey.
No, I'm not saying sell.
You're gonna
look great and not at all like a dork.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Right.
Wait till my fire picks.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. And we'll be following along on your Instagram, Kevin Wake Up Call. God help us all.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. Good news for everybody who's in Gen Z. You're very important people. Especially to the marketing world, they know that you guys may not have money, but the money you do have, you can't wait to spend it. Ain't that the truth? And more and more marketing companies and advertising firms are gearing advertising toward Gen Z. Okay, that's great. However, it has to be done the right way. A department store in England has gone viral.
Okay.
For all the wrong reasons, because of their commercial that targets Gen Z. I'm going to play it for you. And no, this department store is not paying us to do this. Listen to this ad.
Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz.
Uh-oh.
You can already see where this is going.
Okay.
It doesn't get better.
And the WhatsApp access is sending me. Look at the way he hoovers. Very understated. Very subtle. Very mindful. Very demure. This air fryer is the GOAT.
First of all, that sentence alone. This air fryer is the GOAT.
On point cash with that low-key drip to have all your guests saying, yes, slay queen.
Yes.
He cooked. Our returns policy is on fleek, Brev.
Come on.
Don't believe us. We got the receipts.
That was a lot.
It's so much. It's so much.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
Was this meant to be funny? Like, is this kind of like a goof?
That's a very valid question. And I don't have the answer.
Because if it is, it's actually very funny.
What is it funny?
If
you're goof.
Doing it to be funny but pretending it's serious, yes.
All right.
But do we think that that's the case?
I don't know, actually. That's one thing that's difficult with British humor is that it's dry. So, like, I can't tell if they're joking or not. But let's operate on the assumption that it's not.
It's real.
How does that make you feel?
Sad.
Right?
Yeah.
Kevin, how does it make you feel?
Very. I didn't really even understand most. I've heard some of it. I understand some of it, but some of it I was like, what did he say?
No, Kevin.
I know.
Kevin, you are the Wake Up Call's youth correspondent.
Well, I know 75% of it, maybe.
Kevin. You can't be the youth correspondent if you're only understanding 75%
of it. What do you mean? That's better than zero.
Are you technically a millennial?
I am a millennial. I'm not technically.
Well, okay. First of all, take it down.
I'm the epitome, okay? And that's on period.
Okay. That's true. Oh, here he goes.
Look at all his no homes.
Right.
Right.
What year were you born?
1994, the best year ever.
Okay.
Old Navy started and I was born.
we all celebrate it. What specifically did you not understand? Here, I'll play.
I have to hear it again.
Just a little bit of it.
Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say.
Okay. I'd bet. I know that one.
Yeah. Okay. You can't just say, I know that one. Explain it to
us. I say bet all the time. It's like, okay, you agree, but then you want to challenge the agreement.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Like, bet.
Say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz.
Boy, okay.
This one's bussin'
means it's really good.
Okay.
Skibbity toilet is...
I believe it's skibbity.
Yeah.
That, I don't know why they're referencing a toilet. Okay. Maybe like...
And then riz, you know riz.
Riz, yes. Like charisma.
Okay.
You and know what... And then they do the cheek thing. The jawline riz.
Be quiet. Yeah.
You know what skibbity riz is.
It doesn't really mean anything. It's from a YouTube video, I think.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay.
It's just something that.
Okay, well, that's one word.
Tweens say.
Okay. What about the toilet? What is that?
Skibbity toilet is the thing.
It's the whole saying.
Or like skibbity Ohio riz.
Oh, God.
I know Ohio's bad.
Oh, Ohio's bad?
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we all know that.
Okay.
And the WhatsApp access is sending me.
Sending me is like, it's hecka funny. It's like, I'm sent.
Is the WhatsApp access?
That one, I don't know about that one. Okay. I thought that was
Does it mean that there's good Wi-Fi you can get on WhatsApp?
Oh, I think they communicate through WhatsApp because they don't want to be tracked or whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Look at the way he hoovers. Very understated. Very subtle.
Is he trying to do the very demure?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think so.
How is GOAT considered a Gen Z word?
Greatest of all time.
How is any of this even real?
I don't know. And let's operate on the assumption that it's not, that this is a goof.
Okay.
Does it make it better?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, because it's making fun of people.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Not enough advertising makes fun of people. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5, The End. And we are three people. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, in case you don't know. And one of us is about to embark on a 5-day vacation. Although, He says it is not a vacation. Kevin, tell us where you're going and what you're doing.
I'm going to Las Vegas for one of the biggest trading card tournaments ever.
Something called Loricana, which is like Disney Pokemon, basically.
Right.
And Kevin's there. He says he has a jersey. He says that
he's on a team.
He's on a team. Yes. It's very exciting.
And this is to qualify us for Worlds.
Great.
World Championships.
Okay. If this isn't a vacation, what is it? A work trip?
I literally just told you. It's to qualify for Worlds. World Championships.
But what kind of trip would this be then?
I would say to validate my skills as a trading card player.
I'm sorry you bit your head off there, right, Katie. He's very stressed out about this trip.
Okay, why?
Well, go ahead, say it.
Money.
Oh, well, yeah.
Did you know
money.
That I'm going to Japan, like, literally a week after?
Yeah, did
I
you
did.
Know that?
Yes, I did, actually. Right.
I don't know why Disney did this to me.
It seems like it's very poor planning on his part to have a trip to Las Vegas.
For 5 days.
For five days, right before he goes to Japan for over a week.
So where are you staying?
We rented an Airbnb.
Okay.
So with the team.
Okay, the team.
You're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
She's not laughing. That's not what it sounds like when she laughs.
So you guys, so that helps cut the cost down a little bit.
Well, it's in Vegas.
Okay, so it's pricey.
It's pretty pricey.
And that's, would it be more or less than if you got your own hotel room?
More. Less.
Less. Okay.
Less than my own hotel room.
Okay. So you're saving money there. You're flying.
He's not saving money anywhere.
Well, nope.
He didn't have to go on this trip.
Right.
Thank you.
No. I don't understand
why he's on your side.
I'm stressed and I'm regretting this trip too.
Okay. I've never seen somebody have so much buyer's remorse. Not only
constantly.
He also has buyer's remorse about the Japan trip.
Yeah, it's so expensive.
Kevin, why do you do these things to yourself?
I get excited. Okay, so the Vegas thing, I was excited. It's my first big card tournament ever. It's on my bucket list. Might as well. This is the year of crossing things off my bucket list, apparently.
All right.
I didn't realize it was going to be so much money. Plane, staying there, got to buy the supplies, got to figure out things.
If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking about Kevin. He is stressed out about his 5-day vacation before his almost 2-week vacation. Yeah. And he's regretting both of them.
Now, I don't understand trading card teams. So would they have been able to play in this tournament had you not gone?
Yeah.
Oh. So
it's, you're not helping me feel better about
myself.
It's
not like a basketball team where you need a certain amount of people on the court.
No,
like,
it's you play for your own and the money is all yours if you win.
Oh, boy. Oh,
it's just representation.
And as if it wasn't bad enough, like, it's not like he's flying to, like, Chattanooga or, like, Phoenix. He's going to the gambling capital of the planet.
I ain't got money for gambling, I'll tell you right there.
When does that ever stop you?
No, I won't, because I'd rather eat than gamble.
You never have money to gamble, and yet you still always find a way.
Well, isn't that why you gamble?
To get more money.
Right. Double your money, put in a 20, double it to 40. Okay. And if you're lucky, 120.
Kevin, you got 2 gold bracelets during Fun Delivered.
Yeah.
Why don't you sell them? They're 18 karat. We looked it up.
I'm thinking about it, but I do.
Thinking about it?
I look good in it. Oh,
do you hear him?
I don't know. There's nothing I can do anymore.
There's nothing I can do anymore.
Maybe I'll just sell myself in Vegas. It's legal.
Wow.
You know, another solution would have been
don't
go to Vegas.
No,
but
too
prostituting
late.
Yourself, actually, I like that better.
Not prostituting.
Oh.
What do you mean by it?
People buy friends out there.
So being an escort.
Okay, an escort.
Non-sexual escort.
That's okay. That's
men love paying money for that.
Right, well, for like talk about your booty. I mean,
right.
you love your booty.
Right, I sashay that thing down the court.
Okay, so you're going to have to flirt.
I'm not flirting.
And it doesn't mean that he has to be bought as an escort for a man.
No.
He could be a lovely older woman that's just looking for
the
company
of a card tournament.
Right.
Women there haven't... they're all nerds there. So having someone as popular and fun as me.
Oh, I did not know this was going this direction. They
will pay money for this.
Oh, wow.
Well, we've covered a lot. And we wish you all the luck in the world.
Yes.
With your journey. I hope you look good in those golden bracelets that you easily could sell for at least $100.
And your card collector jersey.
Right.
I'm not selling my jersey.
No, I'm not saying sell it. I'm saying you're going to look great and not at all like a dork.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Right.
Wait till my fire picks.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. And we'll be following along on your Instagram, Kevin Wake Up Call. God help us all.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. Good news for everybody who's in Gen Z. You're very important people, especially to the marketing world. They know that you guys may not have money, but the money you do have, you can't wait to spend it. Ain't that the truth? And more and more marketing companies and advertising firms are gearing advertising toward Gen Z. Okay, that's great. However, it has to be done the right way. A department store in England has gone viral for all the wrong reasons because of their commercial that targets Gen Z. I'm going to play it for you. And no, this department store is not paying us to do this. Listen to this ad.
Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz.
Uh-oh.
You can already see where this is going.
Okay.
It doesn't get better.
And the WhatsApp access is sending me.
Look at the way he hoovers. Very understated. Very subtle. Very mindful. Very demure.
This air fryer is the goat.
First of all, that sentence alone. This air fryer is the goat.
On point cash with that low key drip to have all your guests saying, yes. Slay queen.
Yes.
He cooked. Our returns policy is on fleek, Brev.
Come on.
Don't believe us. We got the receipts.
That was a lot.
It's so much. It's so much.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
Was this meant to be funny? Like, is this kind of like a goof?
That's a very valid question. And I don't have the answer.
Because if it is, it's actually very funny.
What is it funny?
If it's a goof. If you're doing it to be funny, but pretending it's serious, yes.
All right.
But do we think that that's the case?
I don't know, actually. That's one thing that's difficult with British humor is that it's dry. So, like, I can't tell if they're joking or not. But let's operate on the assumption that it's not.
It's real.
How does that make you feel?
Sad.
Right?
Yeah.
Kevin, how does that make you feel?
Very. I didn't really even understand most. I've heard some of it. I understand some of it, but some of it I was like, what did he say?
No, Kevin.
I know.
Kevin, you are the Wake Up Call's youth correspondent.
Well, I know 75% of it, maybe.
Kevin. You can't be the youth correspondent if you're only understanding 75%.
What do you mean? That's better than zero.
Are you technically a millennial?
I am a millennial. I am.
Well, okay. First of all, take it down.
I'm the epitome, okay? And that's on period.
Okay.
That's
true. Oh, here he goes.
Look at all his no homes.
Right.
Right.
What year were you born?
1994, the best year ever.
Okay.
Old Navy started and I was born.
we all celebrate it. What specifically did you not understand? Here, I'll play.
I have to hear it again.
just a little bit of it.
Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say.
Okay. I bet. I know that one.
Yeah. Okay. You can't just say I know that one. Explain it to
us. I say bet all the time. It's like, okay, you agree, but then you want to challenge the agreement.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Like, say less. This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz.
Boy. Okay.
This one's bussin'.
This one's bussin' means it's really good.
Okay.
Skibbity toilet is.
I believe it's skibbity.
Yeah.
That I don't know why they're referencing a toilet. Maybe like.
And then riz. You know riz.
Riz. Yes. Like. charisma.
Okay.
You and know then what? They do the cheap thing. The jawline.
Be quiet. Yeah.
You know what Skibbity Riz is?
It doesn't really
you?
Mean anything. It's from a YouTube video, I think.
Oh boy!
It's just something that
okay. Well, that's one
tweens
word.
Tweens say.
Okay. What about the toilet? What is that?
Skibbity toilet is the thing.
It's the whole saying.
Or
come
like
on.
Skibbity Ohio Riz.
Oh God!
I know Ohio's bad.
Oh, Ohio's bad?
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we all know that. All
okay. Right.
And the WhatsApp access is sending me.
Sending me is like, it's hecka funny. It's like, I'm sent.
Is the WhatsApp access?
That one, I don't know about that one. Okay. I thought that was
Does
just
Does it mean that there's good Wi-Fi you can get on WhatsApp?
Oh, I think they communicate through WhatsApp because they don't want to be tracked or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Look at the way he hoovers. Very understated. Very subtle.
Is he trying to do the very demure?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I
all
think
right.
So.
How is GOAT considered a Gen Z word?
Greatest of all time.
How is any of this even real?
I don't know. And let's operate on the assumption that it's not, that this is a goof.
Okay.
Does it make it better?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, because it's making fun of people.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you know what? Not enough advertising makes fun of people. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.